Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Ooh, taking a sip of Wawa, were ya?
Good narration.
Did you ever... Have you ever been to a Wawa?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's kind of like Sheetz, but like south and west.
Nope. I've never been south and west.
Really? You've never been south? You never went to Florida?
No.
Really?
I think as a kid, I went to North Carolina.
It was on the
Netflix,
really
pretty. I was a little douche.
You weren't a douche. You were probably a little rat-ass meatball.
I was mean to my brother.
Well, you still are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you guys don't get along at all.
Fuck off.
He tells me all the time. We text a lot.
You're a douche.
I'm kidding. All right, Tone, did you see any new trailers that you've liked?
No.
I saw Assassin's Creed.
Oh, well, you said liked.
I know. You said you didn't like it.
No.
I thought the, like him showing, what's the room that he goes into when he, like, goes back into his ancestors?
The Animus.
Yeah, the Animus. I thought that was cool. But yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be a, I can't believe Michael fucking Fassbender.
I know. Michael Fast Paycheck.
That, yeah. Well, I mean... He's also Magneto, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird to me. He's like
he's
a really
like a
good actor.
Really fantastic actor, yeah.
But it's not like he doesn't have a franchise to, you know,
I
have.
Know. And I'm like, why do you want to get your feet in the pool of Assassin's Creed if you don't want to make 97 of them?
Well, I don't know how good this one will do, so we might not get 97.
It'll be right up there with the Resident Evils.
And oddly enough, we got 5.
And I'm not watching one of those.
Oh, that's next week's Test of Tony's, Resident Evil 1.
No, I have some on my list.
Actually, I have a really good one, and I think we should do it, and it's on Netflix.
You don't even know if I've seen it.
You definitely have. I'm sure it was your favorite movie as a child.
Oh, shut up.
All right, we'll check that off the news
list.
Was it
Meatballs?
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence circling women-led Ocean's 11 spinoff. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. You need to spin off of movies that are just
It is
fine.
Weird, right?
Ghostbusters doesn't need to be a thing.
Yeah. I
just
actually,
do a new original script.
Yeah, I heard...
Strong female leads.
Well, you know why they're doing this? Because of the fucking brand recognition.
Yeah, but that's not going to...
And then they're trying
to... draw
to,
criticism over, like... Like, it's not going to be, like, jubilance. It's going to be fucking, like, you're really dragging this out of the fucking cellar.
And putting, it like, a PC spin on it with women, you know? Like, have them be in control of the bank robbery and stuff like that.
Right on.
Which is totally fine. I don't mind that at all. But it almost seems... I heard, like, a really good comparison to today. Not comparison, but someone said this about it. Like, it's, like, pandering, like, to, like,
yeah.
the quote-unquote minority, but it's, like, really hot white females.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, well, you're not really representing, like, the people that are being kicked down. Like, make a fucking Ocean's 11 with trans people. Like, you know? Like, that's something to, like, break the mold. Like, they said the same thing about, they put a black guy in a stormtrooper and Rey is the, like, main character of Star Wars, but she's a pretty white girl.
Yeah.
They get a lot of easy stuff as well. They're pretty entitled, I'd say.
I mean, I don't know. I just...
As in the sense of, like, white males get, like, you know, like, better jobs and all that stuff.
I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel. I've never really been in that position of a woman or a transgender person.
Yeah, I have no idea how I'd feel. But there's no representation, and that's why they're doing it more. But the representation is of, like, the second biggest fucking, like, people. Maybe it's... Yeah, I don't know.
It's as far down as they can go on the totem pole,
and Jennifer Lawrence is great. I like
Jennifer
Lawrence.
Losing all
money. Yeah, I think she's great. But who knows? Maybe we'll get another 3 or 4 Ocean's 11s.
Polio victims Goonies wouldn't really bode well with the audience.
Okay, so did you hear about their rebooting Predator?
No.
Do you know who's directing it?
No.
Shane Black.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
It's because of the success from...
Rated R Deadpool?
Yeah, exactly. Because I think that like pulled in like 780 or some shit.
It's
like almost
than,
$1 billion.
More than everything, yeah. More than like Thor's movies, more than...
Oh, God,
like,
yeah. It's the highest grossing rated R film. Not
and
comedy.
It, and it, I think it eclipses like It eclipsed, like, fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, let's see. 362 million domesticated, 762 million worldwide, yeah. And it's out of theaters, obviously. It comes out on DVD now.
It's out now, yeah, on DVD.
It came out, what, last Tuesday?
DVD.
DVD. But, yeah, so we're going to get a rated R Predator, which is nice. And I love Shane Black. I hope the Predator narrates the whole thing.
That'd be adorable.
It's all like the Home movies and shit like that. He's like, I was gonna be a magician.
look at me here with my dad.
Every time someone mentions Shane Black, I'm just like, I would need to watch Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That movie's so fucking good. And I've been really in the mood to watch Iron Man 3. I'm thinking about rewatching all of the Marvel movies, like in the direct, like in the actual order. The only thing that bums me out is Incredible Hulk, which isn't that bad, but like I have to find it in my DVD pile.
What, the one with the fucking
Edward Norton
with Abomination?
Yeah, and that's a fucking dude when he like, wait, is it no
breaks that, a bone off?
No, I thought that like he uses a car like as a fucking glove.
Yeah, he crushes two cars
around his hands and like fucking boxes them. That's so tough.
Yeah,
I really wish they would have cast Mark Ruffalo. I like Edward Norton's like Banner because I mean he's not really the Hulk.
Yeah.
But, like, I really would... It would have been cool to see Mark, like, in a standalone. Hopefully we'll get that with Planet Hulk. You're welcome, Frank. I know you love the Marvel talk. But, does he ever comment on it? Actually, never mind. Leave it ambiguous for me.
I'm not going to tell you.
All right, so we're getting a Predator movie. And Shane Black, that's super rad. He's doing another buddy cop movie because he was the writer of Lethal Weapon.
Oh, yeah.
He did another one. It's Ryan Gosling and someone else. Hang on a second. Let me
Russell
find
Crowe.
It. Russell Crowe.
The Nice Guys.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, you're a fucking...
The fucking
you got
viral
it.
Videos they've made for that film are fucking hilarious.
Russell Crowe's the man.
Dude, they're in couples therapy. It's fucking hilarious.
That's awesome. I like that. I gotta check
I don't know how
out.
The movie's gonna be. It's rated R.
I'm sure it's gonna play a lot like Lethal Weapon.
It should be fun, but... I mean, honestly, I've watched...
I wonder if they get along completely. Obviously, now they're in couples counseling.
No, they're totally different dickheads.
Yeah, totally different dickheads. Black Panther secured Michael B. Jordan.
For what?
The movie. Not to play Black Panther.
Yeah, to do what?
But they didn't say. It's just they casted him. Possibly a villain.
As a guy in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, an extra.
He's going to be running the fucking boom mic.
Next X-Men movie likely set largely in space.
Oh,
that's that, fun.
Then what?
Well, they're the.
Then in the eye of a great giant.
That's awesome. I don't know. If you got that, good job.
Hail Satan. I don't know.
Your face looks like it.
I kind of look like you have dark hair.
No. I was saying like the way that you like scrunch up. You know when people do like Jack Nicholson, how they get into the eyebrows and the squinting of the eyes. But yeah, I'm not sure what they're going for with the new X-Men movie in space. But
no one does.
I like space.
I mean, I like space when it's like quality original sci-fi.
Hmm?
When it's quality original sci-fi.
Do you consider Star Wars sci-fi? I'm kidding.
moving on.
And Thor Ragnarok confirms boringest character in the Marvel Universe, Natalie Portman.
God. Oh, yeah. She's going to have a good 30
minutes
of talk.
Not nothing. Returning. Hell yeah. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Save the day. Dude, and I love Natalie Portman.
And leave
Jesus.
Kat Dennings out, too.
I didn't mind when she's like meow meow, or like when the hammer
one
passed.
Line.
That only, and she's very pretty.
Yeah,
I,
one line. Well,
Kat Dennings is easy to look at.
When it comes to a shape I enjoy looking at,
good God, yeah,
she is it.
Quite the bad, you know
quite
what I'm saying?
Quite the pretty gal.
Freaking, oh, she's so
I,
nice.
I dish over that.
But she's
boo-boo.
Funny too. She's funny. I think that she's very funny. And in
I
that
think
movie,
her show is a fucking tragedy.
What show? Is
Two
that
Broke
the,
Girls?
Yeah, I do not like that
Fuck,
either.
She's just eating the money.
That's a sitcom though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
But
sitcoms,
it's a dog shit
know.
Sitcom.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just hate sitcoms, dude.
I
don't know. It's
hate
like the three.
I hate sitcoms. I don't know.
It's the three fucking camera shots. It's just the most boring thing to watch. Then you have to listen to fake dead people laugh. Oh, it kills me.
Yeah.
Well, they probably re-record it. Maybe those people are alive. Doubt it. Fuck them.
Doubt it.
I don't know. So, yeah, she's not coming back to Ragnarok, which is lovely because that was
fine.
The only
part. Just say she's doing work somewhere else. Move on.
Whoa, why are you getting mad?
No, I'm not getting mad.
You are. Godzilla 2. Not happening. I'm kidding. It is.
Godzilla 2. The other one bombed.
But director Gareth Edwards dropped out.
Oh,
that means that something shitty's happening.
You
like,
know what he said? He probably said, "Hey, can we have like 40 minutes of Godzilla instead of 10?" And they went, "Fuck you, bro."
And he was a
CG's
lot.
CG's expensive.
He was in the movie a lot.
Like It's like 12 minutes all combined.
I mean, I could have gone without Kick-Ass. And I like him, too.
I know.
Why does everything I like suck in other movies?
He also takes a big shit on Quicksilver.
I didn't mind him.
Nah, man. Watch the fucking Days of Future Past, Quicksilver, and you're going to go...
completely agree.
Oh, there's no comparison.
That it's much superior, but it's also a different take on Quicksilver. This is like Quicksilver, like, from fucking... like, that one that you're talking about is like almost like X-Men fun teeny bopper. Like,
yeah.
But I like him a lot.
Kinda
he's really
like
fun.
Kind of like Spider-Man.
Yes, very
Civil
much
War.
So.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Well, that's actually Spider-Man, you know, because he's young and not 30.
Oh, they just
about
fucked
to graduate.
It up so many times.
They really did. Like, they were like, we have to make him 30 and about to graduate high school. Like, and everyone will think he's a kid. I don't know why they did that. I think they wanted, like, the demographic of, like, 20-year-olds, but who the fuck cares? Little kids are going to go see the movie. Fuck, that's why Stan Lee invented the character. He wanted kids to be able to relate to him.
I know.
Let me step off my fucking soapbox.
Yeah. Why don't you take an Advil before you really get hot up in here?
Yeah, no, I was actually going to do a thing where I smoked before this, and I was going to be like, welcome to How I Can't Read, but instead I napped because I'm old.
Wow.
That was going to be the name of the episode.
Way to do the fucking ending of the event before the event.
What do you mean?
Falling asleep.
I just passed out.
I was
going to
do something, then I fell asleep.
Spider-Man. Sorry, Tony.
Marvel boner. What was I dreaming about? Oh, Stan Lee blowing him.
What were we talking about? Oh, Quicksilver. And I think that
have you ever had a Kevin Smith sex dream?
Kick it. No.
Okay.
Wait, why?
Just continue.
Because I said I was gonna get high before a podcast.
No, I'm just saying in general.
No.
Just because I know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to fuck him.
All right.
I just really enjoy his content.
Do you wish you were his wife, though?
No. God, no.
If you were a female.
Not at all.
If you had to be a female on Earth, though.
Oh, probably. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Oh, you're fucking gross.
Oh, I knew you wanted to fuck him. You got a fucking sheep fucker over here. Oh, there you go. All right. So, do you have any news?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Moving on.
Genre 5, Super Nintendo games. You want to go back and forth?
Yeah.
All right. My first one was Batman Returns.
Okay. Pause.
Yeah.
Did
I get it wrong?
I got a Batman game on my list. Worst fucking game ever made.
Batman
Forever.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Son of a fucking
But Batman
piece
Returns,
of shit.
You start off fighting the Triangle Circus Gang?
No. I'm saying that one's cool, but it's kind of like, that's funny you say that. I have a Batman to throw out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
The worst.
Now, why?
I played it.
Okay. Like, fucking explain, motherfucker.
It is just a big fucking...
What's podcasting?
It literally is almost glitchy. Mm. Like, they couldn't put enough fucking detail into the game before they released it, because it was one of those, slam it out, the movie's coming out, guys. We got to make a Super NES game. And they go, what should it be like? And they said, just fucking linear and shitty.
I'm trying to remember.
Make
like,
it really difficult and give no clues to where to go or how to fight.
I don't remember playing
it's
that.
Total, it's absolute horse shit.
Total
but,
dog shit, dude.
I typed in, just to check, I was like, worst side-scrolling NES games,
Batman
Super
Forever.
NES games, and it was up there.
Mm, wow.
Yep.
All right, so what's one of your recommendations?
Oh, recommendations, Star Fox.
Nice. I never played SNES Star Fox.
The SNES one is, you're almost getting identical games in terms of levels.
Yeah.
Like, you have asteroid levels, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, are you talking about from 64?
From 64, yeah. So you...
This looks way cooler.
Yeah, it does. It does look way cooler, but...
Now, is this one third-person ship inside the ship? Like, what?
Third-person ship.
Okay.
And I fucking want to say you could jump into it, but
yeah.
It was
I'm pretty
horrible.
Sure that was in 64, though.
Yeah, it was for sure in 64, yeah. But I think it was horrific trying to get in the ship. But, like, barrel rolls, fucking, like, boost, like, it was the same fucking game, and it was really fun, and it did look like you were going through the fucking Tron grid.
Right on.
It was fun.
Also, Batman Returns, I really enjoyed. Thanks for stepping all over my shit, man.
I didn't. I didn't.
You gave me a wrong answer.
Nope.
My next one is Tiny Toon Adventures Buster Bust Loose.
No.
Did you ever play that?
I'm just kidding.
Did you ever play it?
What is it? Tiny Tim?
Yeah, Tiny Toon Adventures. Remember Tiny Toons?
Oh, like Animaniacs?
No, it was like they had like little like Bugs Bunny, but his
babies?
Name was Buster.
Yeah,
kinda, yeah. Paul, fuck.
Weren't they literally in diapers?
I don't think so. Oh. Like, I think he had like a t-shirt, no pants, kind of like Donald Duck.
Oh, he's just kind of like a regular
old
guy.
Kicking it,
yeah.
No, but it was a side scroller. It was a blast. I played that a lot. Like, these aren't really games. Like, I mean, like, I never had an SNES. I just went to my friend's house and played it. So these are games that we always play together.
Right on.
And I really enjoy Tiny Toon's adventures. But yeah, side scroller, you just do dumb shit, pick up stars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Kind of like Sonic, I guess.
Yeah.
But not cool.
But not as fast.
Fuck, I have the shittiest games. Go ahead.
Damn, your list is so shitty. Next one on my list is Super Mario World.
Mario. Why do people say that? Mario.
Mario.
Like they, or Mario.
Mario?
Super Mario World.
I don't say
hey,
that.
Hey, play Super Mario World?
Super Mario World.
Isn't that weird, though? I hear a lot like of Italians say that. Like they
I,
say
that might
Mario.
Be the way that you speak if you know Italian. And
Mario?
That's
like
how ricotta. The name's pronounced.
And garlic know. Bread. All right, now we're getting offensive.
Yeah.
First the PC talk. And then
I'm not really that Italian, so.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, looking.
Oh, okay. You're half.
Yeah, but like it's not like I was like, born in Cabrizi.
I mean, I literally walked downstairs
as I made a ricotta
and
with my mama.
You're making meatballs and shit like, hat-da-da-da, hat-da-da-da. I'm like, whoa, he's pretty Italian.
Really?
You're not drinking your life away like the Irish you are.
Well,
half Irish
I don't
well.
Think I'm, I don't think I identify with either sides of my fucking brand.
Hmm.
I'm just like a weird mutant. Mm. Never meant for mass production.
Oh, wow, it's beautiful.
It's from fucking.
Do you have an original thought? What
the fuck's that movie?
I have no idea.
I
Fear am Legend.
What'd you say?
I am Legend.
I am Legend.
You don't have headphones on, so you can't hear me.
No, I don't get all those like real faint, awesome comments.
Yeah. Go ahead. Satanic Adventures, Bust or Bust Loose.
It's yours.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I know. Go ahead.
It's your turn, but I should go ahead?
Wait, didn't you just...
We just talked about
Star
Super
Fox.
Mario.
Mario.
Fuck.
Welcome to I Can't Read.
All right. Super Mario Brothers. Mario.
So wait, it was just called Super Mario Brothers? It wasn't...
Super Mario World. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's the one where you could fucking do all kinds of awesome shit.
But it's
like...
not 3. 3 was, no, was also 3... one that you could do a ton of shit.
Yeah, 3 was the one that was, like, real weird looking, and you could fly, you had the mm-hmm. raccoon hat, mm-hmm. you had the fucking, like, a bunch of shit.
I think that's what Sean's favorite.
But,
Mario.
Dude, it's a really, really addictive game. Like, you go, when you start, you can, you're, it's all about finding the Yoshis that were, like, taken in
Yoshis,
the world.
Yoshis, yeah. Oh, I do remember this.
Yeah,
yeah, totally.
And you can either go left or right
for
when
sure.
you start.
It was
yeah.
a huge game, and it looked insane.
Yeah.
I do remember this a lot, because the older
yeah,
brother...
there were ghost castles and shit, and every level at the end, you'd hit, like, this, like, bar that moved up and down made of stars.
Shut up.
Okay. Why you say shut up right now?
Because you're pandering me.
Oh, pandering to you because you don't know anything about anything?
No, I said I knew the game. And you're like, and there's also this thing that everyone fucking knows about it that's in every fucking Mario game.
And I was
game.
Like, does he know what he's talking about? Is he going to relate to that thing
no,
I said?
No, I remember at the beginning of
simple.
It, Yoshi cracks open an egg and then runs across the screen.
Well,
and then,
good
like,
for
that's
you to remember the first 10 seconds.
That's all I saw because we sucked at the games.
Oh.
All right, so my next one is the Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse.
What is wrong with you?
It was a good game.
Did you hang out at a fucking, like... younger person's daycare as you were in like your early teens?
No, I think the kid was like a year younger than me. Shout out Grammy on Kilbreath.
Ugh.
That's a sick name.
I can't relate to these games. I've never played them.
Oh, well, you're Mickey Mouse. It was cool. You started out as like Steamboat Willie. And then okay. you go through like a black and white level and then you pop into like the next one and you're fighting. Like, you remember the, like, he was like a fat goofy, but he smoked cigars. Like, he was in the
yeah,
older...
Yeah, he's in Goofy Movie.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
You fight, like, different variations of him. One, he's, like, a centipede. One, like, and you fight him in a tree and shit like that. It's cool as fuck, man.
Yeah, he's PJ's dad in the movie.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Wait, PJ?
PJ is the
Pauly
kid.
Shore?
No. PJ's the fat...
Is Goofy's uncle?
It's, like,
his
Goofy's...
cool uncle?
No, they're not Goofy's. They're other dudes that are, like, friends with Goofy and Max.
Well, I can... Oh, okay, right on.
Yeah, PJ's the fat kid.
Yeah.
Max
yeah.
is the, like,
yeah,
one
I got you. And that's
in...
Goofy's son. Right
yeah.
on. Okay, cool. All right, go with the next one.
Okay, my next one is...
Did you have to buy that?
What?
Did you have to rent it?
No, I watched it on YouTube.
Oh, thank God.
My next one is... Well, it's kind of like a toss-up, bros.
Super Mario 2.
No, Street Fighter 2.
Ooh, good one. All right, I played that.
Yeah.
I played that.
Yeah, you've been there.
I've done some Street that. Fighting. You was it not that. Mortal Kombat?
No, I liked Mortal Kombat, but I didn't have it, so I didn't play
what,
it
2
as
and
much.
3 came out for
yeah, I think.
Super Nintendo?
Yeah, Ultimate 3, yeah.
And that was when... was it always... oh, fuck. What was the name of the company? Midway?
Midway.
Was
yeah,
it always
yeah.
Midway they put them out? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Wax. Another one on my list is
no, motherfucker.
You
my
said
turn.
Go ahead.
I thought you were going to talk more about your love for Street Fighter 2. Who's your favorite character?
Street Fighter 2 is tight. I probably use Blanca a lot.
I liked Paul.
Was that his name? Baraka.
No, Blanca. You're right.
Yeah, Blanca.
Yeah, he was the green dude.
Blanca,
with the orange
and then if I wanted to, I'd just go straight Guile.
Oh, because
it was easy. He's fast.
Ryu too. I mean,
Ryu.
Fucking...
Yeah.
Harugan.
Ryu and Ken were like identical.
Yeah. Oh wait, was Paul not in that?
Red and White. What, Paul? Isn't that from Tekken?
Yeah, I was Ken then. I liked Ken a lot. And
red,
yeah, they
the
were...
red suit.
Yeah, with blonde hair. Yeah, yep. They were the exact same character. Okay, uh-huh. My next game, Maximum Carnage. Did you ever play Maximum Carnage, Tony?
Yeah, a bit.
Okay, right on.
I know it.
There's this really weird part where you had to fight girls. Sorry, I'm trying to recreate the fucking conversation. We just lost like 5 minutes. But there is a really weird angle. I'm explaining it to everyone listening now, not you, Tony.
I know.
Of where you fight cheerleaders with long hair and you have to beat them up, which was never really Spider-Man's MO in the comics or anything Mm-mm. before that. I mean, they had cartoons by then and shit like that.
Yeah, but if it's real long hair, it could really, like, it could give you a good smacking.
Yeah, I whip my hair back and forth. Willow all taught us that. Willow Smith. All right, go with your next one, Tone.
My next one is probably Donkey Kong Country.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's
Man,
a good one.
There was, like, mineshaft carts.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, fighting bosses.
Were you collecting bananas in this one as well?
Fuck yeah,
okay,
dude.
Right on.
So many bananas.
I didn't get much into Donkey Kong Country. I got a lot into 64, which we will talk about next week, motherfucker.
Bees, vultures, all kinds of animals that were just going in, like, back and forth patterns that you had to dodge.
Right.
And you had Diddy Kong, but you could throw, like, the barrel at someone to kill someone to get Diddy Kong.
Holy shit. That's like the fastball special. That's where fucking Colossus picks up Wolverine and fucking tosses his ass. Yeah. That's cool. My last one is Super Star Wars.
Super Star Wars.
Yeah. They had Super Star Wars, they had Super Empire Strikes Back, and Super Return of the Jedi. I played the Star Wars one a lot, though. You started out in the fucking T-16, was that his, like, speed?
Yeah.
You started out in that, and yeah, you just did shit, man.
It's awesome.
Fucking, I didn't get far in that game either. I was never good at these games.
Fucking
ever.
Fucking A.
I played the first level of all these games about a billion times.
Wow.
Loved a game, just was so bad at it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Says a lot.
Next week, I'll actually get into games that I got close to beating, or did beat.
Wow.
I think Star Fox 64 might be the first game I actually beat front to back.
That's good. And that's there's no restarts.
That's like at 13 years old.
That's a sit-through because you can't save progress on that game.
Correct. Yeah, it's like one sitting. But you had like multiple lives and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was one sitting game, yeah. All right, so you have your last one.
Yeah, it's a tie between Battletoads.
Oh, shit, that was on my last one.
Baseball 2021.
I never played Baseball 2021.
Oh, man, dude, you could be robots or humans or other
robots. Oh, okay, yeah. Did you ever, oh, God, it was called, like, Mutant League? It used to be a cartoon. Sounds familiar. And they released a game, but it was, like, there was, like, one dude that was, like, a lizard. He'd, like, snap off his tail and shit. They'd play soccer and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I used to love that game.
That's fun stuff.
Yeah, super fun, dude. All right, that was Genre 5. Now we're walking into weekly recommendations and rejection. Genre 5 doors slam shut.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. I watched Fantastic Four, the Josh Trank one, because you watched it.
Why?
I don't know. Had a lot of time, I guess. I actually have a few movies on here to watch.
Yeah.
Not watch, but
this
have
is
watched.
This is going to be all you.
Yeah, Fantastic Four. Because
I didn't watch anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. Fantastic Four. I liked it more than the first time I saw it.
Well.
But there's so many parts that I'm like, this is dog shit. But there are a decent amount of, there are a few parts.
Addendum. Yeah, continue. Continue.
Tell me how much you
brag about it.
There are a few parts that I'm like, this is had so much fucking potential.
Yeah.
And there's other parts I'm like, this is almost unwatchable. All right, what's one of yours?
I just told you I didn't watch.
Any?
Yeah, no.
Okay, right on.
Besides, like, the standards, like, fucking, I wish we could fucking talk about Game of Thrones, but...
Ah, yeah.
Well, why not?
It's a tough one.
There's so many things to say.
Maybe we could do, like, a fucking spoiler, like, after the whole season is aired.
Are you watching it?
Yeah, it was episode 3 that just came out, right?
How dare you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you mean, how dare I? Did I just name the fucking episode?
In my head, I thought about you not watching it.
I did. Yeah, no, it took me till Wednesday to see it, but yeah, I saw it. And fucking HBO Go, like, if one other person is watching it, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
And my brother...
They say, eh.
Yeah, my brother was like, no, dude, sorry, it's not working for me either. And I was like, I know that motherfucker's balls deep in game. Man, playing his fucking drums and shit.
Yeah, not getting anything over here, bro.
I've caught up on The Flash, which is fucking really good. If you're not watching The Flash, it's a blast. Very much like... It's weird. A lot of people are like, oh, it's so kiddie and stuff like that. I'm like, watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ooh.
That is melodrama out the dick with cool stuff in between
it. That's good stuff.
Flash is a lot more cool stuff and a little bit less melodrama. And Arrow's rough. Anyways, I got the Matt Farkas Trapped in the Friend Zone DVD. Super stoked on that. Yeah, yeah. Watched it. Looks great. Jorge the Slow Mutant shot it. It was shot at the Empire Concert Club. It has like special features on it, which I haven't gotten into yet, but I watched the performance. Super fucking funny. That dude talks about like how he'd kill himself with heroin. He's like, I would just buy like 2 pounds of heroin. He's like, no way I'm getting through all of it, but I'm gonna die so happy.
Wow.
Farkas is awesome. I highly recommend it. If you can track down that DVD, it's $10. Go to a local comedy show, Stone Tavern, Kent, Mondays at 9 or 8. You can probably find him there. But yeah, I watched a movie called Regression.
Yeah, that's that horror movie.
It's with Ethan Hawke. Basically, like, in, Emma Watson?
Yeah, yeah,
Hermione? Hermione. My Hagrid's getting solid.
Yeah, man. You're a lizard, Harry.
So Emma Watson basically says that her dad is...
Don't give it away if it's great.
No, I'm just gonna give you, like, the premise. That her dad is raping her, uh-huh, and, like, touching her and shit like that, and, like, but he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, he's like alcoholic or fucking some shit like that. They have her in. They talk to her. They talk to the dad. Ethan Hawke is the detective. Yeah. And then they have a therapist come in and do regression therapy.
Uh-huh.
So he actually relives what's happening. And like, he goes back into the moment of that night and he's like, oh, he's like, where are you in the room? He's like, I'm watching it. He's like, yeah, I'm taking pictures. He's like, oh God, I'm taking pictures. And they're like, who is it? And it happens to be like one of the cops on the lead, like on the team that's like working
this
for
this is
it.
Giving nothing away.
No, this is like the first 10 minutes.
All right.
Okay. And then she says that they're all part of a satanic group, like
awesome,
satanic cult.
Yeah.
And then they start having the regressions back to that, showing all the fucked up, insane shit. And I'm telling you, it has a way cool payoff. I got like 2 stars. I never even heard of this fucking flick. And it's rad, dude. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Maybe if
it's
I take
long,
a break.
Though.
If I take a break from Drake's Uncharted 4, Thieves End.
What's that?
What?
You what? Said Drake's Uncharted,
yeah,
4?
It's a game called Drake's Uncharted.
But it's Uncharted?
Yeah.
Okay, I've only heard it called Uncharted, not Drake's Uncharted.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Uncharted 4.
Okay, so that's like, what, Boy Tomb Raider?
Boy Tomb Raider, but yeah, just the opening fucking... Oh, I haven't even started it yet, but there's... But that's what I'm gonna play. That's what I'm doing
credits
tonight.
I've watched the opening credits 19 times.
No, I didn't even do that. It's just a fucking start screen. But okay, it's some of the,
yeah,
fucking,
I put it on your
prettiest
flash
visuals.
I put it on your flash with Krampus and a couple other things.
And whatever porn you probably wanted to pawn off on me.
Yeah,
what
I don't
you're
download
into this week.
I don't,
yeah,
download porn, dude.
Yeah, you do.
I stream it like every other,
yeah,
human.
Yeah, what's
being
that hard drive right over here to the left
who
doing?
Who the fuck? Oh, that?
Oh, the one that says porn for me?
Yeah, porn for me and buddies if need be.
Public porn hard drive borrow.
I also started to watch Creed. I'm about like an hour and change,
oh, cool,
in it. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
It is so good. Goddamn. I don't really care for the fucking whole like relationship with that girl, but I'm okay with it. I just wish you'd
I've
get
never
the...
seen Creed.
What?
Creed?
Yeah.
Like Apollo Creed?
Yeah, well, it's not about Apollo,
yeah,
Creed, it's about a son.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Michael B. Jordan. Shit, I would have put that. I thought you did.
Yeah, fuck me, dude.
Damn. Oh, wait,
where
no,
is my flash drive? In your room right
no,
now?
No, I put it downstairs next to your PlayStation.
Oh, okay. I'll throw it up here.
No, it's full. You have to delete some stuff out. You have like fucking 29 episodes of some bullshit show.
Oh, yeah, I'll get rid of those.
Yeah, I put like 7 gigs worth of shit on there.
All right,
you
cool
got a decent amount of movies.
Party time.
All right, what's a close the door of weekly recommendations and getting to Test of Tony?
Yeah, goofy movie, 95.
You gave it a 95%?
No, it was made in 95.
Yeah, I know. Let's see what it grossed.
What? Like 39 million worldwide.
Really? Did you look it up?
Yeah.
Wow. While I was watching it because I wanted to be outside of my
body
so
fucking
much
bored.
35 mil, yeah. You know what the production budget was?
No.
Yeah, it says non-applicable. And it didn't release overseas. Wow, that's weird. I figured that'd do well. Anyways, go ahead. Give me your review.
So,
hit me.
When I was a kid, I dug the Goofy movie because...
Loved it.
I liked Max.
Skateboarder.
Yeah, he was a cool kid. Like, I liked his voice.
The animation was really good in it,
yeah,
as well.
I was going to say, the animation's smooth as shit.
Insanely. That was, like, right on the precipice of them going to CGI instead of actually,
yeah,
drawing.
Yeah, smooth as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Max was cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, now in retrospect, Max is actually just like a shit talking douchebag.
Really?
Who lies to his girlfriend in the first 10 minutes and talks shit and is mean to his father the whole day.
Yeah, he is a piece of shit, the Goofy, but he's also a teenager.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Yeah.
But he's a little shit talking liar, too.
Okay. What was he lying to his girlfriend about?
Everything. He was like, oh no, I'm going on vacation with my dad to go see Powerline in concert because we're friends with him and we're going to be on stage with him for the main number. We're not just going fishing and I can't hang out with you.
No, he... Dude.
You're going
to
tell me?
No, he's trying to make himself look cooler because he feels like a fucking dumbass for having to go hang out with this weird-ass goofy dad.
Yeah. But he lies to her. She's like...
Yeah, but you make it sound like he was like, no, I'm not going to go suck on 38 titties tonight. And then he did.
No, he was like...
He tried to impress her.
No, he was like...
Like you've never lied to impress a girl.
I got to go on a trip.
Like you've never lied to impress a girl.
With my dad. Not about something big like that, like a life-changing first date event.
Are you... Really?
She couldn't make the first date.
I know you love your dad.
She said, I'm not going anywhere with you without you. I'm not taking anyone else to this fucking party to watch Powerline. Where they're just watching a fucking, like, Showtime special.
I mean, but in all
it's
honest,
like a pay-per-view party, so it's not even that cool of a date. But
at all.
Then she's like, no, I'm not going to go out with anyone but you. I just wish you could be there. And he's like, I know, it's a bummer. And he looks back and he's like, well, me and my dad are like, we're going to be on stage with Powerline. That's why he can't be there.
I know that he has to get to Powerline so he can prove
it to
her.
And he lies to his dad 100 times. Yeah.
I will give you that. And I think he's more of a piece of shit for the shit that he does to his dad. Not the fucking, like, lie to make himself look cooler in front of a girl that he likes.
Oh, it's a blatant lie.
But he's just trying to make himself look cool.
Just be yourself, man. Say, dude, I got on vacation with my dad, dude.
And that's what that movie's about, Tony.
I know. And I didn't lie.
Your goofy-ass self.
I wouldn't have lied about hanging out with my dad.
Be yourself. Yeah, but you love your dad.
Yeah.
Literally, like, your favorite person on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
You're like, why can't we buy a pontoon boat and just hit the ocean, pop?
It's just like, fuck, damn.
What are we doing here? There's nothing left.
It's like, what is this barren, bro? Let's get our bikes on the fucking truck and go.
Yeah, you both have motorcycles out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Well, didn't think this
well,
all the way
fuck,
through.
Let's hit port.
All right. So do you have anything else to add about Goofy movie?
Oh, I just wrote Pauly
Shore
and talk shit the whole time. Pauly Shore's part is like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it seemed like I remember rewatching it not too long ago. Well, probably like 5-6 years ago. And I was like, wow, I remember him being in a lot more of the movie instead of just like the Leaning Tower of Cheese. But probably the reason why I love Cheese Whiz so much.
Okay.
Love Cheese Whiz.
Do
cheese
you
in
really?
A can is great. Do you ever eat them with crackers? My mom used to pack that as a lunch for me.
Yeah, I mean,
what
I've,
a bad parent.
I've had it lately, but it's not something I can
what?
Consume a lot of.
There's Cheese Whiz in this house?
Not in this house.
Oh, motherfucker.
No, wherever
what,
I went. No.
Joe's.
Probably Joe's.
Yeah, Joe, yeah. That strikes me as a Cheese Whiz house.
He'd have it like in the couch.
Dude, oh fuck. Cheese Whiz couch
gotcha,
Cheese Whiz.
I gotcha. It's right here.
Yeah, no, the crackers are right next to it where the ass crack is. Oh, good.
Ah, super.
No, I'd always put the like because I would eat an entire sleeve of crackers.
Yeah.
I could just put the Cheese Whiz in the box of crackers.
Yeah.
But my mom used to pack that as a lunch for me. Yeah.
Aw.
That's a bad parent.
Nothing besides the crackers and cheese though?
That's all I wanted. I was like, just give me a can of Cheese Whiz and a sleeve of crackers.
It says so much about you.
I have a white trash
really
palate.
No, it just it like the like. That's what I feel like eating. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go,
no,
bud.
No conflict there, son.
No,
I don't want to hear it.
She was always like, "He's gonna learn that this sucks for him."
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Well, I stopped eating Cheese Whiz.
But you love it. And if I gave you a can right now,
gone. Oh God.
Throw crackers right in your fucking face.
Not even. I just eat it straight raw.
Oh.
No. The American's really good. Cheddar. I think those are the only. No, they have three. I can't remember what the third one is. Maybe sharp cheddar. I think there's like a mild, a sharp.
Pepper jack.
I haven't had pepper jack, but goddamn, that'd
be
great.
Oh my gosh, let's get it.
Let's.
You could probably order it on Amazon. It's non-perishable.
Dude, those things are like $4 a can. They don't joke around. I'm like, what is this? This isn't even real cheese.
It isn't anything.
It's synthetic bullshit, and you're selling it to me for fucking $5? Fuck off.
Fuck off.
All right. Anything else?
I give it a 3.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and the fucking song at the end, I used to think it was cool. No, it's just like a shitty fucking like 98 degrees meets like, I don't know, just
is
like...
Is that Powerline?
The fucking Powerline song is so shitty. It's all about like, it's just a piece of shit. It sounds like 90s pop dog shit fucking like top 50 horse shit.
Yeah, well, of course.
I hate it.
All right. So a 3.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, so...
Hated it.
I'd give it a 10.
Hate this.
All right, movie of the week, we watched Moneyball, starring your boy Brad Pitt
and your boy Jonah Hill.
Yep, we got friends in the biz.
And my real boy Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, Philip. All right, so production budget, $50 million. Domestic gross, $75. Worldwide, $110, which is insane. That's not a lot of money.
It's fantastic for a movie that was, like, that style.
And also kind of, like, niche.
Yeah.
Like, people looked at it and they're like, that's a baseball movie, that's not for me. It's but like, in retro, like, if you actually, like, watched it, it's not...
Totally for you.
Yeah, it's such a good movie.
If you like a good movie.
I hate sports, and
dude,
I loved it.
Draft Day is another one with Kevin Costner.
Oh, really?
You might go, oh, fuck, a fucking boring football movie if you don't like football.
I hate Kevin Costner. I'm
dude,
kidding. I'm kidding.
I love that fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
All right.
I forget that guy's name. He was in the show Rescue Me.
Kevin Bacon?
No, he kind of, he's like, he's a comedian.
Kevin Bacon in
Rescue? Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary. Oh, God, yeah, I'm an idiot. Yeah, you're right. That's who I thought Kevin Bacon was. Dennis Leary.
Close enough.
All right, so Moneyball,
yeah,
what's about?
Moneyball is great.
Yeah, yeah, Moneyball, it's good, dude.
Yeah, it is good.
Me likey.
Me watch now.
Yeah, that was my first viewing of it, like, all the way through. I'd watched it when it first came out, like parts and shit like that. Dug Brad Pitt, but just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
I was fucking fixed on the TV. I could not look away. I didn't even fall asleep, motherfucker.
I'm really, really proud of you.
I know. Like, it was
fuck,
really...
you're so smart and cool.
Yeah, you're growing up, my little boy. Yeah, no, I really, really, really enjoyed it. Jonah Hill's character is really awesome. The only thing that I felt was weird was right at the end, he, like, throws a baseball at him. He's like, what the fuck was that? And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was like, that's like,
yeah.
That's like a, like, Jonah Hill's like, I want to do something weird. And, yeah. Like, I'm going to do this. And I was like, that just didn't really fit the character. Philip Seymour Hoffman is awesome. They're fucking, like, dynamic, him and Brad Pitt. Because Brad Pitt's the owner of a team, the Oakland A's, correct? Athletics?
Yeah.
And they're going down the shitter. They lost a couple key players and shit like that. He goes to Cleveland for a meeting trying to trade somebody.
Yep.
He finds Jonah Hill, like, stat boy fucking Wonder Doug.
Yeah, he's just John Nashing.
Yeah, exactly. And then fucking, like, he basically just gives him a job at the Oakland A's. And they completely, like, terraform the fucking business of baseball.
Yeah, they rip it up.
Due to, like, how many... This dude, like, can get on base. This dude can get us runs. Who cares if he's a shitty, like, fucking, like, first baseman or an outfielder or a pitcher or whatever the fuck. Or this guy, they won't touch because he can't pitch, but he looks weird.
It's using, like, mathematical statistics instead of, like...
He's a pretty boy.
Yeah.
He'll put asses in seats. He'll do this. Yeah. Because they look at more of it of not only a player, but they also want to sell shit.
They don't give a fuck if you're a name, if you don't provide for the team the way they need you to.
Exactly.
To get the wins.
And also, what? They did it for, like, $273,000.
Yeah.
And they won 20 games in a row.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not the World Series.
Not the World Series, but
and
they
then
did win the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a fucking really powerful movie. Very enjoyable. Philip Seymour Hoffman's fucking really good in it. Like, that's like one of the roles where I'm like, this dude, like, literally just, like, goes away. And then comes back as a fucking new character.
Yeah.
So good.
So unique.
Yeah, it's a really cool movie. And I really thought that I was going to be, like, bored by it, but not at all. I loved it. I'd give it an 8.
Yeah, I'd give it an 8.
Yeah, definitely.
Same.
What'd you like about
rating.
It? What'd you like about it?
Same.
Same rating. Same.
Echo Vision.
Yeah.
No, God, I can't read.
What'd you like?
I really liked everything about it. I like these true stories. I like, shockingly, I like a lot of fucking sports movies that are well made.
Billy Bean, right? That was his name?
Yeah, Billy Bean. Yeah. And then Art something was
Jonah?
The coach's name. No.
Philip. I'll look it up.
I like a fuck ton of sport movies, randomly enough. I've watched most of the 30 for 30 on ESPN.
I've heard those are fucking, like, just grabs you by the fucking
balls.
Dude,
they're like true life documentaries with
Art
people
Howe.
That are still alive. Yeah.
And Art Peter Howe. Brand was Jonah.
But, like, you have interviews with these guys that are still there. Like, those guys that were on that team, he still coached the fucking A's until, like, 2000 and, like, I think 11?
Well, Billy Bean's still general manager of it.
I think he is still.
Spoilers, he gets fucking offered a lot of money. Like, he was going to be the highest paid GM in fucking baseball history to do the Red Sox. Was it GM the Red Sox?
I forget.
It was
which
Boston
team
Red Sox, I believe. And turns it down because he's like, no. He's like, it's not about, like, the money. It's not about that.
Yeah,
I wanted to change the game.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, fucking Red Sox took his motto and won the pennant 2 years later.
Yep. Ate him up, kind of.
Yeah.
Because once you actually get a fucking system, you can perfect it, and if you have the money to buy the talent to perfect the system.
Right. There's a really, really cool fucking line of like, the first guy through the door always gets bloody. He's like, that's why you're taking hits, dude. He's like, but you have changed this fucking game. And like, then that's all Brad Pitt's character wanted, Billy Bean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, I highly enjoyed it, man.
I like the one line where
I'm glad
he's
I thought of us to watch it.
I hate losing more than I love winning.
Yeah, that was a cool line as well. Yeah, there's a lot of good shit in it, man. Very enjoyable. And Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Fucking Star-Lord, man.
Yeah, just out of nowhere, just like throwing baseballs.
And like way young and thin, and then I guess he got like fat because Moneyball was his only movie or some shit.
Well, he had that Moneyball money.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm buying Natty Lights.
It's going to be a Natty Light sex party.
Well, you heard, like, they're
year.
Like, what'd you do to get like all fucking cut up for Star-Lord? And he's like, literally just stopped drinking beer and eating crap.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not hard. I thought that was funny.
As I'm over here going, can't wait to eat sausage.
Oh, man. Do we have any Parmesan cheese left?
I'm just going to have a can full of it.
Yeah, you just toss it back. Parmesan like popcorn. I'm like, that's not healthy. All right. So, Tessa Tony, my...
your recommendation.
My recommendation for it was going to be The Nutty Professor. It's on... and I guarantee you love that movie as a kid.
I did love it. No, oh, dude, Hercules.
Hercules,
yeah.
My boy.
Yeah, I know.
So The Nutty Professor.
I did. Yeah, and fucking Dave Chappelle is fantastic.
Holy shit, I just watched like the scene. Like, I fell asleep.
You
like,
watched it?
45 minutes into it. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything about it in weekly recommendations because I wanted you to do it, says Tony. And I didn't finish it. Like, I didn't even get to the part where he takes the serum yet. But I did get to Dave Chappelle, and I was like, holy shit, this is genius.
With that fucking hat on.
Oh, my God, and the boxers pulled over
the
fucking shirt. It's so good.
Let's not do the episode yet.
That was good, man. Oh, I wanted to mention this about Moneyball. The only note I wrote I fucking passed. The guitar store with his daughter tore my fucking heart out.
That's brutal.
Oh, my God. What song is that?
I don't know.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it?
So good, dude. Wow. And that little girl actually kills it singing as well. And playing. I'm pretty sure she played that. God, the ending. You're such a loser, Dad. I was like, I want to die.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't know if that was intended.
What?
Like, you're such a loser, Dad. You're such a... Like, that's the chorus of the fucking song. Yeah. I wonder if she wrote that.
Check that out.
I'm going to. I'm buying that on iTunes.
Let's fact check that shit.
All right. What should we do for movie of the week? We're doing Nutty Professor. And we're doing N64 for Genre 5. We've been killing it with Genre 5.
I love Genre 5 video game editions,
yeah,
dude.
This has been good, dude.
What are we doing now?
We are milking it dry.
What are we doing now? What's the next system, though?
N64.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did PlayStation last week, and then we went back to SNES because we forgot to do that because we're dumb. And then
dude.
64 is going to be so fun because that was like my fucking system. That's when I ruled the land of video games, Tony.
Here we go.
I ruled it with an ironclad fist.
If you tell me that you didn't beat one of the games on your list next week,
I beat a lot of them. That's what
I'm going to take you all the way to completion.
Yeah,
beating you to death.
Song at the end of Moneyball.
I mean, I have some movies. I don't know if you want to watch any of them.
It's by Lenka.
Lenka. Yeah, she's a girl.
But the person who truly stole the movie at least several parts, Lenka's show. No, like it, but is it her song?
Lenka sang it?
Yeah, she sang it, but like, analysis. Why is she calling him a loser? All right, anyways, go ahead. What were you about to
say? Well, I mean, movies for next week.
Well, I mean, movies.
I mean, like, fucking movies to
watch, really good
dumbass.
At podcasting.
like, movies is what I wanted to talk about, dumbass.
Let's see, what should we watch next week? A movie.
We should watch a movie, Paul. That movie would
gone.
Work good.
I'm trying to think. I downloaded some new shit that I haven't watched yet. I have it right here. Hang on a
second. Yeah, but if it's dog shit, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I understand. That's why we'll fucking go through it. God, you're such a cock.
I'm like, Papa Bear don't like.
I got Black Mass, but that's really new.
I also saw Black Mass.
Okay. That's you usually have seen every movie.
Yeah.
So fuck off.
I wouldn't watch it again.
I have Krampus.
I wouldn't watch it first.
Really?
I don't know.
Adam Scott's in it.
I hate fucking theme movies like Christmas and stupid.
All right.
Adam Scott's not going to redeem that thing. I heard nothing about it.
I think it's going to be good, man.
Fuck you.
I got Southpaw.
Southpaw's awesome.
I got Spectre.
Spectre's awesome.
I got The Visit.
The Visit's awesome.
You seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, Willow Creek.
What's Willow Creek?
It's a Bobcat Goldthwait found footage fucking Bigfoot movie. How sick does that sound?
What?
Isn't that amazing? I found it. There was only like 3 seaters, so we're probably going to be getting an email from Time Warner any second now. Oh, there they are.
No. Ah, here we go.
It's called Willow Creek. You can look it up and look at the pictures.
From celebrated director Bobcat Goldthwait.
I heard about it. I'm going to shout out another podcast, Almost Facts. I've been listening to it. All 6 episodes. Fantastic fucking show, but that's where I heard about this. They were talking about, like...
Do you want to watch that found footage film? We will.
I mean, we can. Unless... I know you have, like, a fucking...
yeah, but my list is always
damn,
there.
That, do you see that fucking...
No, I didn't look at it.
Oh, dude, that is hard. It's a fucking...
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
it's a footprint.
The Bigfoot.
Yeah, it's a footprint, but, like, it's a skull and people walking as the toes.
Oh, man.
Man, this looks so dope. No, if not, I can definitely... Ooh, got 5.1.
Have we watched The Hills Have Eyes? Just a curiosity thing.
Shit. I want to say you did a test of Tony on it, but I can't remember.
I want to say I've seen it, too, on one of the episodes.
Definitely.
But I had, like, a hankering for it. Like, I was like, what raw horror films?
I mean, dude, you're welcome to borrow it, but I don't think we should do a fucking whole... Do you think we should do a
no,
whole?
No, I'm just saying, like, curiosity. I wrote it on my list, but it's, like, in the middle.
Okay, keep going.
I think Man on Fire needs to be done 1 week.
Fine, we'll do Man on Fire.
You don't have to say fine. We can watch the fucking...
No, it's been Willow a while Creek. Since I've seen it. I've seen Man on Fire a lot.
It's have you?
Oh, yeah. I love that fucking movie. That movie's insane, dude. No, we'll do Man on Fire. Right. That's fine. You really want to do it, we'll do it. And you're doing The Nutty Professor for me, so...
Okay.
But it's easy for you because it's on Netflix.
Well, yeah.
Man on Fire... I don't know if I own it. I definitely have it downloaded. I might have deleted it, though.
I was going to say, I think I have it downloaded, too.
Okay, yeah. Denzel is the man in that movie. It's so sick.
Dude, it's so sick.
And I haven't seen it in, like, probably 3 years.
Dude, Mickey Rourke's in that beast.
Yeah, there's a lot of peeps.
And what's his name?
Yeah, him.
Mark Anthony.
Ooh, Mark Anthony.
And Dakota Fanning.
Oh, god damn it. She kills in that movie. She was really good at, like,
Chrissy
little
Bear.
Girl. We should stop talking about this.
Okay.
All right, until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.